This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Hope.
The problems you have in life have a far greater purpose than you realize. They are preparing you for eternity. They are necessary. They are essential. They are indispensable part of life. Problems are necessary. So don't try to get out of them. The second thing you notice about problems, it says, it is necessary for you to endure many trials. Circle the word many. Now, the word many there, actually in Greek, is the word varied. It's variegated. And variegated means all kinds of shapes, all kinds of sizes, all kinds of colors, all kinds of levels of intensity. Now, you don't have to read the Bible to know that you get all kinds of problems. All your problems are not the same, right? You get lots of different kinds, big ones, little ones, intense ones, small ones. So the Bible's just pointing out that problems are of many varieties. And the good news is that some of the problems that you've had this last year, those old problems, you're not going to have them in the new year. That's good news. The bad news is you get a whole set of new problems in the new year. And they are varied. They're variegated. So they're necessary. They're varied. And then it says they're temporary. It says the problems are necessary for you to endure many trials for a while. Circle for a while. He's saying problems are temporary. They're for a while. If you were to go to my office and over at the ministry center, you would find a piece of stone on which is chiseled in Hebrew letters the phrase, "This too shall pass." And I keep that before me to remind me that no matter what happens here on earth, it's all temporary. That this is just preparation for eternity. The good times will pass. The bad times will pass. The praise will pass. The criticism will pass. It all passes. This too shall pass. And the difficulties you're going through, even if you had them for your entire life, that's minuscule compared to eternity. It's like the farmer who was asked, "What's your favorite verse in the Bible?" He said, "It came to pass." And they said, "Why is that? That's a strange verse to have as favorite." He said, "No, it's when problems come. I know they didn't come to stay. They came to pass. They're just passing through. They're not going to stay with you." So trials are necessary, they're varied, and they're temporary. Now, what is God doing in your life while you're going through what you're going through right now? While you're going through what you're going through, God is doing three things behind the scenes. You might write these down. Number one, God uses trials, number one, to test my faith. God uses trials, problems, to test my faith. These trials, it says, are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. And of course, testing not only tests it, it strengthens us. The way you build muscle is you test your muscle. And when you lift weights or you exercise, you're testing the limits of your muscle, but you're also strengthening it at the same time. So God is testing your faith. The second way God uses trials is to purify my motives. To purify my motives. And that's the next part of the verse. It says, your faith is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. Now, what's he talking about here? He's talking about refining. You all know that the way metals are refined is they put them in a big container and they heat up the heat to hundreds of degrees, and the metal melts and then it burns off all the impurities. That's how you refine metal, is you heat it to an extreme temperature, and the dross is burned off. And all of a sudden what's left is 24 karat gold. All the impurities get burned out. God is much more interested in your character than your comfort. He's much more interested in preparing your heart for heaven than providing temporary comfort right now. So you need to understand that when the heat is on in your life, God is burning off the impurities. Are you feeling the heat these days? Are you feeling the pressure? Is the heat on in your life? God is burning off the impurities. He is purifying your motives so that you will be of pure gold and ready for heaven. Now, what happens when we get in a tough time? We start praying for God to change the circumstance. And God says, yeah, I can do that, but I'm much more interested in changing you. Because I said, God's goal here on earth for you is not to make you comfortable. God's goal here on earth is to change your character to get you ready for heaven. So why would he just make your life easy? That doesn't teach you any character. These problems, he says, test your faith and purify your motives. And when the heat is on, you need to stop saying, God changed the circumstance. He can do that, but first, he's going to change you. And the sooner you learn that, the better. God is trying to change and develop your character. Why? For the third reason. Trials are used to test my faith, to purify my motives, and number three, to prepare me for rewards. Did you know that the problems here on earth, God uses to actually prepare you for eternal rewards in heaven? And here's what he says. You're being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by these fiery trials when the heat's on in your life, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor. Now, usually when we read the phrase praise, glory, and honor, we're thinking about Jesus. But in this verse, it's talking about you. It says God wants to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. God is saying, I am allowing this problem for your benefit, for your long-term reward of praise and glory and honor. See, the problem with heaven is that heaven is perfect, so we have nothing to compare it to on earth. There is nothing perfect on earth. No relationship is perfect. No event is perfect. No sunset is perfect. Nothing is perfect on earth. So we can't even imagine what a perfect place is like. All we can do is take the greatest experiences, the most pleasurable, enjoyable, wonderful, exciting, beautiful, creative experiences of life and multiply that exponentially by a billion times, and then we still can't even compare. There's nothing to compare heaven to. But let me just tell you this, it's going to be incredible. It's not sitting on white clouds in a white robe playing the harp. That's hell, I've told you that. It's going to be unbelievable. The Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. You can't imagine. But you are going to share in God's glory in heaven. And he says, how you handle the problems here on life is how God is preparing you. This is why Paul says this on the screen. Our suffering is light and temporary, but it is producing for us an eternal glory that is greater than anything we can imagine. He's saying, comparing the problems I'm going through right now is minuscule compared to the rewards I'm going to receive for handling them correctly in heaven. He said, here on earth, this is small potatoes. That gives me hope. I have hope because God chose me before I chose him. And I have hope that no matter how many mistakes I make, God's still going to show mercy to me. And I have hope that no matter what I may lose in life, I can't lose my salvation. And I have hope that God is going to protect me with his mighty power. and make sure I get to heaven. And I have hope that God is preparing me right now for eternity, and even using the stuff in my life that I don't like, He's using it all for good. And I know that some of you are just hanging on by a thread. I've talked to some of you. And you're worried about the future, and you're hurting over some relationships, and you may be even grieving over the loss of a loved one. Even in our grief, we can grieve with hope. Why? We're not like unbelievers. We have a hope of eternal life. When we grieve at a funeral, we're not grieving for the person who's died and gone to heaven. We're grieving for ourselves because we're going to miss them. We grieve with hope. After losing a loved one, Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote the words to this song called With Hope. Never have I known anything so hard to understand. Never have I questioned more the wisdom of God's plan. But through the cloud of tears, I see the Father smile and say, well done. And I imagine you where you wanted most to be, seeing all your dreams come true, because now you're home and free. We can cry with hope. We can say goodbye with hope, because we know our goodbye is not the end. We grieve with hope because we believe with hope there's a place where we'll see your face again. We have this hope as an anchor because we believe everything God promised is true. So we can cry with hope, we can say goodbye with hope because we know that our goodbye is not the end. We grieve with hope because we believe with hope there is a place by God's grace. There is a place where we'll see your face again. I want you to realize that God is working in your life even when you don't feel it. And He's doing these five things even when you don't feel it. And that's why Peter says in verse 6, be glad, rejoice, have hope. It is not hopeless. It may be tough going for a while, but it's going to be worth it. And the future is secure and assured and guaranteed. Now, these five things that I just shared with you from 1 Peter 1, theologians have a theological term for each of them. The fact that God chose to love me in advance, that's called predestination. The fact that God always treats me with mercy, that's called regeneration, that we're born again through His mercy. The fact that God has secured my future in heaven and has an inheritance for me, that's called glorification. The fact that God's power will protect me and I can't lose my salvation is called preservation. And the fact that God is preparing me for eternity is called sanctification. As your pastor, let me challenge you two ways. First, that you're going to get serious about developing spiritual roots. You're not going to be a casual Christian. You're going to be a committed one. You're going to develop spiritual roots and learn the spiritual truths that give us hope, give us stability, give us confidence. Don't blow us around when things get tough, but we stand firm because we are deeply rooted with radical roots in the hope and love of God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
As your pastor, let me challenge you two ways. First, that you're going to get serious about developing spiritual roots. You're not going to be a casual Christian. You're going to be a committed one. You're going to develop spiritual roots and learn the spiritual truths that give us hope, give us stability, give us confidence. Don't blow us around when things get tough. But we stand firm because we are deeply rooted with radical roots in the hope and love of God. And how do you do that? How can you build spiritual roots? By taking advantage of all the different ways we have here at Saddleback Church to help you grow. We have daily devotional emails. We have drive time devotions. We have small group curriculum. We have all these different things that you can take advantage of to build spiritual roots. Now, I want to challenge you to make a commitment to say, I'm going to be faithful at worship. If the doors are open on weekends, I'm going to be there if at all possible so I can build spiritual roots. Make a commitment to worship. I'm going to be there as much as possible. And make a commitment to your small group. I'm going to be there as much as possible and be a part of that. The second thing I want to challenge you to do is challenge you to say and pray, God, help me to reach one more for Jesus. The greatest thing you could do for somebody is help them settle their eternal destiny, to get that reservation in heaven. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? I guarantee you this, if you will start praying, God, I want in my life to help at least one person get into heaven. I don't want to be in heaven and having brought nobody along with me. God, I want you to help me bring at least one person to you. You know what? If you pray that, I guarantee you God will answer that prayer. I guarantee you. And he'll make it so easy and so natural, and you won't be scared, and it'll be unbelievable, like falling off a log, if you will say, I'm usable. There's a principle in the universe that whatever you need more of, you give it away and you get more back. For instance, if you need more energy, how do you get more energy? Sitting on a couch eating potato chips? No. You have to give energy away in exercise, and it is by giving it away, you get more back. It's like when you give blood, God replenishes it in you. Whatever, you need more time, you give some of your time away in service. God will multiply it in your life. You need more money, you give it away. And God says, give and it shall be given to you. If you are discouraged at the end of this year, if you're a little down, you're a little apathetic, you're a little exhausted, you're a little tired, you're a little under the weather spiritually, if you need hope, let me tell you how to get more hope. The fastest way to get hope is to give it to somebody else. The Bible says this, same book, 1 Peter chapter 3. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. I just gave you five reasons. To give the reason for the hope you have, but do it with gentleness and respect. Did you know that in the Bible, it never tells us to share our faith? Not once. It tells us to share our hope. Why? Because people are hungry for hope. And if you need more hope in your life and you're feeling a little down and discouraged, you need to start witnessing. You need to start inviting somebody to church. And if you share the hope, you will see the hope in your life explode to a new level. If you've never opened your life to Christ, you need that hope in your heart. Do it now. Let's bow our heads. Father, only you are the source of real hope. All other false hope inevitably disappoints us. Forgive us for all the times we've put our hope in money or the economy or some business scheme. Forgive us for the times we've looked to other people to meet needs that only you can meet. Help us to always put our hope and trust in you. We need spiritual roots, Lord, radical roots that go deep into your love and truth and provide genuine hope, not false hope. Say this in your heart. Jesus, thank you for choosing me and loving me before I chose you. Thank you for always treating me with mercy, even when I blow it. Thank you, Jesus, for securing my reservation in heaven. Thank you for promising your power and protection while I'm still here on earth. And thank you for using everything in my life to prepare me for eternity. I want to place my hope in you. not in other things. And I want to trust you completely. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Now, we're excited to let you know that a very generous couple has stepped forward with a special $100,000 December matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $100,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month, so please contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, when I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it. That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage. And this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory. But we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $100,000. We'll say thanks for your gift by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick Warren's brand new hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.